Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're in the author studio at Book Expo America 2012 in New York City, and we have three guests for this podcast. They are Maggie Stiefvater, Tessa Grattan, and Brenna Yovanoff, and they've written together a book called The Curiosities, A Collection of Stories. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hi.
Now, you are all known for being writers in your own right, not as a team, but as individuals, aren't you?
That's right. Actually, we met because we were critique partners, and so we were reading each other's full-length novels before they got published.
How hard were you on each other as individual writers?
I'm meaner to Maggie and Brenna than I am to pretty much anyone else in my life.
So tell me about this book that you've gotten together to write, The Curiosities, A Collection of Stories. It seems to be very unique. I'm wondering how you came up with the idea.
Well, we have a website online that has all of these stories, and we were writing one story every single week, and we just liked the idea of doing an anthology. And then I don't remember where the idea came to make it a strange anthology. Do you guys remember?
We decided if we were going to do an anthology, it should be strange. That's really the whole story. It took us a while to figure out exactly what kind of strange we wanted, though.
I think we wanted to make it about our critique relationship in addition to just the stories, so that's why we wanted to add a lot of the notes and things.
Tell me what the book is about.
It's not really about anything. I guess it's about us. That's the best idea. We're really the unifying feature of it. The stories are all kind of quirky, strange. A lot of them are paranormal. Most of them are for teens. But the big thing is that it's about how we work together. We've all written little notes and doodles in the corners talking about how we came up with the stories.
And this is all in the book. The notes and the doodles. So basically, it's kind of a Wizard of Oz thing. We're pulling back the curtain to see how the process works. I have only just met you a few minutes ago, but you seem to be a lot of fun together. I mean, was the process just a whole lot of fun?
We always wanted to actually be physically together when we were working on the books, so we had a couple of weekends where we all flew to the same location and closeted ourselves away for about 48 hours at a time, and it was very chaotic and very fun. We have a couple of videos on the website that we made of the process. I'm not sure that they're anything other than totally insane, but we did have a great time and hope that that really comes out in the book, how much we enjoy being together and working together.
What is the website?
MaryFates.com.
Mary Fates. And Mary is spelled M-E-R-R-Y.
That's it.
F-A-T-E-S.com. All right. You are all known individually as young adult writers. You've all had great success doing that as individuals. How different was this process, doing it as a threesome?
Oh, my goodness. It was entirely different because the hard work had already been done. A lot of these stories came from the website already, so the work was talking about how we came up with the ideas behind them. And so it was really, this is nonfiction writing. We're talking about the writing process more than writing fiction.
The doodling, the notes and the margins, the whole thing, pulling the curtain back. What do we learn about you all as writers and the process? What do we learn about your personalities?
That we make fun of each other a lot. I think that's the main takeaway.
But seriously, what I would hope is that it's written for a teen audience, and I really hope that they would see that we can work really well together as writers. A lot of times people think that writing is a solitary pursuit, that we're in competition with each other, that grown women can't have wonderful professional friendships, and it's totally not true.
Now, is that really the message of the book? We know you as successful young adult writers. People know your names. People know your work. So was this you guys saying, and again, try not to be modest here, was this you guys saying, you know what? Our readers find us to be pretty interesting people. We're going to show them just how interesting we are. Come on now.
I do think that was definitely part of it. We get asked directly to answer these questions all the time. So it was, in part, we really love working together. We want to share what we do and definitely the stranger parts of ourselves and our writing process. Almost everything in the book, the things we directly address, we are asked constantly by teen readers who are very interested in our personalities and as us, as celebrity figures in some ways, too.
That's what I was looking for. You are celebrity figures. And people are just fascinated by celebrity these days. So bringing back that curtain really does a service
No, it's true.
To
you do
your
hear
readers.
A lot of times, you're real people. You're normal people. This is what it looks like.
Exactly. How special was this to you?
It's pretty amazing.
I would say on a really basic level, one of the main reasons that we even got the idea to do it in the first place is because we really like each other and we wanted to make something cool together. That's a very basic reason to do something, but that's how it started.
Have you tossed around ideas yet about what the next collaboration would be about?
We have, but very loosely. Mostly it would be longer format, I think.
Give me a hint.
Well, this is flash fiction. It's 500 to 1,000 words, and we were thinking of doing something longer. Maybe. I mean, it would be in the future.
Tell me individually, one at a time, what your next individual works will be.
My next book is called The Blood Keeper. It comes out in August, and it's a companion to my first novel, Blood Magic.
That's Tessa, by the way.
Yes.
Brenna?
My next book is called Paper Valentine. It will be out next February, and it is a serial killer story with ghosts.
And Maggie, your free plug?
Coming out with The Raven Boys, which is the first in a 4-book series, and it's a lot like my Shiver trilogy and my Scorpio races, except for it has rich boys, fast cars, helicopters, and magic.
Maggie Steve Otter, Tessa Grattan, Brenna Yovanoff. The book is called The Curiosities, A Collection of Stories. A lot of luck, guys.
Thanks so much.